This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Glad to have you to make some more common sense and have a good time, a little relaxation. We take the news a little offbeat slant, try to interpret for you and have a little fun as we go through the program. A lot of new listeners coming on, by the way. Let me tell you what, I got the best job in the world. I get to sit down and read over the news and say, what would I like to have a conversation about, either with my listeners or with a special guest? I really feel blessed. For new listeners out there, we broadcast live from down in New Orleans, Louisiana, often Baton Rouge, in that time frame. In this day and age, you can take a portable computer and broadcast about anywhere in the world if you want to, which we often do. And I tell you, a week in advance as we go from coast to coast. We're often up in the New York, Atlantic City area, out in Washington, out in Portland. Go out there to visit my daughter, and we've got listeners out there in Forks, Washington. Forks is overlooking Victoria, Canada, right on the border up that way. They're a new group up there, KBDB. That's 96.7 FM up in Forks, Washington. Sure glad to have you folks join us here on our program. Also, we go from the Pacific Coast all the way to the East Coast, Pineland, Boquilla, Florida, WZQR, that's 1490 AM. They're located just south of Naples, Florida. Glad to have them as new listeners here. We've also got a new radio station in Lexington, Lancaster, Kentucky. It's WZXI, 1280 AM. We've got a lot of other stations, Paducah and a number of other stations in Kentucky, but glad to get into the big market of Lexington. The Big Blue up that way, the University of Kentucky is located in Lexington. They're the arch rival of us down the Southeast Conference down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for football and basketball, a number of sporting events. But it's a wonderful school, great people up in Kentucky. And so we're sure glad to have that Lexington station come and join us. So wherever you happen to be, I'm sure pleased. We go from the far north to Fairbanks, Alaska. By the way, I was reading over the weather. Fairbanks, Alaska is going to reach 80 degrees today. Can you believe that? That's wonderful. Well, I say it's wonderful. A lot of those folks like the colder weather up there, but that's very warm for Fairbanks that we have broadcast before in the winter. It goes down to like 20 below zero. I've been to Fairbanks, a wonderful city, some very resilient, tough people who have a who enjoy the winter. Right now, this time of year, we're in the middle of June, approaching July. Friends of mine tell me you can play golf 24 hours a day in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now, it's a little hazy, and you got to maybe use some colored balls, but you can still get tee-off times at 1:30 in the morning. How would you like that? I haven't seen 1:30. I'm an old guy. I haven't seen 1:30 in a long, long time. But how would you like to say, hey, I'll take a tee-off time at 2:15 a.m., okay? Book me down there. Get me a cart, and I hope that the restaurant's open. Wanted to take a few nibbles to go with me. So, but that's the way they live. And, of course, in the wintertime, it's often dark for a number of months. A different kind of world up that way, by the way. I've been up there and seen the special light bulbs that emanate daylight, give you a feel that the sun is out, a whole different light bulb up there in the wintertime. So you just don't feel so depressed of it being dark all the time. So it's a big difference. Get a chance to go to Alaska, those wonderful cruises that go from the U.S., from Portland and from Seattle, and goes up through the various islands up into Alaska. It's a wonderful cruise. cruise and take, if you have a chance to do so. I'm planning to take my grandkids on a cruise like that here in the very near future. Anyway, we love Fairbanks, Alaska, and we love our stations all over America. Chattanooga, Tennessee just came on with us, WTYT 99.3 in Chattanooga. Like I say, I am blessed to think that I can sit here in my home area of Baton Rouge, we're broadcasting today, and talk to folks all over this great country, Middle America, East and West Coast, smaller America. And let's get into that and talk about what happened over in England this past week, how it affects a lot of us here in Middle America. Smaller town America. We've got some big cities on our program, but by and large, we are flooded with medium-sized to smaller communities listen to our show. How are you affected? What is this Brexit we've heard so much about? And does it really affect us? Well, it does and it doesn't. And if it does, it can be both positive and negative. I'll try to give you a little perspective of the thing. There's been a lot of consternation in England for some time, particularly in the rural areas. And if you looked at the vote, the smaller communities, the rural areas, overwhelmingly voted to get out of the European Union versus the cities like London. So, oh, no, we want to stay in and we're getting huge financial advantages. And so the question is, what were the advantages and disadvantages? What was happening up that way? What brought about the consternation that made those folks to get out? What they're getting out of is you had 26 countries that all got together throughout that part of the world and formed one economic union. The idea was to drop trade barriers so that they could all benefit. You wouldn't have to go through the customs when you went from one country to the other. Try to make it one big group area that they thought would work a heck of a lot better economically for them. Well, the problem was, I think, that a majority of Britons got very, very frustrated because I guess it started back in the Iraq War. Britain wondered, what the heck are we doing spending all this huge amount of money when our country's having a tough time and we're trying to educate our kids and just give basic services and here in England. We want to be a lot more than just a tourist destination. Yet we go into Iraq, and that didn't sit well. There was never a majority feeling about the Iraqi war, particularly when it came to rural America. U.S. a little different. We're very patriotic over here. If you listen to this show regularly, we hype Flag Day, Veterans Day, patriotism, those who served, and we often talk about that kind of thing on our show. And so, in any event, the Iraqi war it took a little time to fester over here, I think, because we feel like if our leaders took us in, there must be a reason. We found out it was a huge disaster for us. But that started off in Britain with a bad taste. Then you had the financial meltdown. 2008, it was a something that just bothered so many folks in Middle America. We talked about it on this show, particularly when the folks in Wall Street or down in the Lloyd's of London, the financial district in England, they made off like bandits because there were bailouts for them. Those folks didn't suffer at all, kept getting their big bonuses, and the government comes in and bails everybody out. In the U.S., we bail out a number of British-related companies. They're just too big to fail. That bothered us, and it certainly bothered England much more initially when they got hit home on this. So the financial meltdown played into that after the Iraqi war. Then the stagnant, all this free trade bringing down the barriers so that jobs were lost because you could make things cheaper in maybe southern Italy over in Greece than you can in England. And so this stagnant working class wages, again, that hits. And I'm trying to make this comparison with the U.S. for you because it hits home directly to us. But we got these stagnant wages that we got here in this country, and we did it in England. And we did so because so many jobs were lost. Your standard of living is about the same as it was 15, 20 years ago in the U.S. as well as England. They're very bitter about that. Then the immigration problem became a real concern to so many Brits, not so much wanting to turn their backs on new people coming in, But the fact that that the immigrant, you know, England is not as maybe it doesn't have the breakdown we have. It did not accept as many immigrants as we did here in this country. And so there were great concerns about immigration coming in, high crime rates coming into the area. And so particularly smaller towns and middle class Brits said enough. We just want out. We just want out. We'll talk about it some more and talk about the financial repercussions that hits on to America. Are we going to suffer economically? Yes and no. We'll discuss a little bit more. My website, jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee. We've got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us on a great day. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? Listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty? This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Withdrawal from the European Union. Before we do, though, a startling case that I saw in the news this week I just wanted to tell you about. A jury over in Dallas, Texas, considered a case of a young child who died at the daycare center. And they gave an award to the family whose child died under the daycare center's care, $142 million. I'm a lawyer. I've never heard of a jury verdict that high anywhere in the history of America. Now, our old friend Rob Crane, who's been on the show before, happened to be the attorney for the parents. And so I want to call Rob and get his thoughts on this. Hey, Rob, good morning. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Sorry for the raspy voice this morning.
No problem. Well, to get a $142 million jury, you probably did a lot of talking over the last few weeks and few months, Rob. This is really startling. I think it's a very tragic, just heartbreaking case story. Would you tell our listeners just what happened to the child, how you got involved, and give us a little background, if you will?
You bet. This involves a couple who lives in one of the suburbs out here in Dallas, and one of them is a physician. The mom is a physician. She was in a residency program. They couldn't afford to have any home care, so they picked a home child care, and that's important here. It's not a child care center. It's a home child care that's licensed in the state of Texas to take care of their child. And they've trusted this outfit. They talked to other parents who had children there, and they investigated it and believed that they had found a child care facility that was going to love on their child. And turns out in hindsight that few people could know that this daycare center had actually had several citations in the past. And on this particular occasion, the infant was 7.5 months old. And the daycare owner, not one of the subordinates, but the actual owner of the daycare facility, swaddled the child first and set the child on its side on an adult bed in a separate bedroom, then turned around, closed the door, left the room with no monitors, did not go in and check on the child until over 2 hours later.
And Rob, let me stop you right there. I think it's important. Some of my listeners may not know what swaddling means. Would you explain the term swaddle?
That's a great point, and we talked quite a bit about this with the jury. If you put your arms across your chest and you then lie on a floor and put your legs straight out and without using your arms or legs, essentially try to roll over, that's how restrictive swaddling is. It's essentially a blanket that is wrapped around very tightly of an infant that gives that infant comfort as if that infant was still tightly in his mother's womb. And it's a soothing mechanism. But when you swaddle children, you swaddle them when they're upset and you're holding on to them. You don't put them on a bed because it's a straitjacket, and especially you don't put them on their side or their stomach because the danger of them is what happened here. This child on his side, left unattended, unmonitored, did not have the strength yet to roll over one way or the other, but had enough strength to move enough where he teetered and rolled over onto his face. And he asphyxiated because he couldn't get any air. Because he was swaddled, he could not lift his head to give himself more air. And that's where the adult bedding comes in. You don't ever put an infant on blankets and comforters. You put them on a tightly, snugly fit crib sheet. So they've got less danger of having their face smothered.
What was the defense? All right, you go into court, so you bring a lawsuit for very good reason, and you say that the daycare center was negligent. What kind of defense did they put up?
Well, and you might imagine from the size of the award, it wasn't a very good one. Essentially, what really led to this lawsuit actually going forward and into the trial, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, there's no money here, no money for the family to get. But what happened after Roger died was the daycare owner told a lie to the police officer who immediately showed up, and then within 30 minutes stopped talking altogether, essentially lawyered up. And to this day, this daycare owner has not spoken to the police. Only through her lawyer did she give some additional information about 4 months later as to what happened. And so the defense of the case was a little mind-boggling in that the defense essentially went back to the original lie, and that original lie was that the daycare owner had placed this child on its back. And the big reason why the jury did not believe the daycare owner is because the statement that she had made through her lawyer 4 months later indicated that she had swaddled and placed the child on its side. So it was problematic defense because they were going back to a fiction, and the jury did not appreciate that.
So the jury, and I think if I remember correctly, that your lawsuit was asking for $7 million, and the jury came in at $142 million?
Well, and I'll tell you, when we went into this case, as I mentioned, there's no insurance. And that was one of the reasons why we wanted to go to trial, is that the state of Texas requires daycare centers to carry $300,000 of insurance. Licensed daycare homes are exempt from that. They're not required to carry any insurance. And my family wanted two things. They wanted accountability. They wanted, you know, somebody to hold this person accountable for what they did to their son. And then number two, they were hoping to get a verdict and take it down to Austin, Texas, and change the law so that any child in the future that gets hurt will have some insurance available to them to pay their medical bills. And real briefly, before I get back to the $7,142,000, the reason this is really important, Jim, is you and I talk about a lot of serious cases, and what we're seeing every day are serious injuries caused by the neglect of others where that company is carrying very little or no insurance, and what happens is the taxpayers end up footing the bill. The injured person ends up going to the level one trauma center that's closest by, that is county-owned, and the county taxpayers end up paying for this. And so when we went to the jury, we wanted a number that would do two things. Number one, would not be too high so that our lawmakers wouldn't scream and yell about, look at that big old verdict, we need tort reform, or, you know, this is a runaway jury. We didn't want that, nor did we want a verdict that was too small, that did not reflect the value of a child's life instead of poor precedent. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, we talked a lot about it. We thought if the jury came back with about $5 million to $7 million, that would be, you know, fine. And I asked the jury for seven, but I made it very clear to them, too, that this was their decision. And it wasn't what I thought didn't matter, what the defense counsel thought didn't matter. It was whatever they thought that mattered. And they knew. We talked to them afterwards. They knew that this daycare, they surmised, I should say. Nobody told them. But they surmised that the daycare owner did not have sufficient assets to pay anything, and they made it clear.
And hey, Rob, we just got about 40 seconds is all we have left. I guess, do you think there will be any changes brought about over this verdict in Texas?
Well, talking to your listeners, you know, that's where it starts. You know, your listeners, you know, are getting educated as to what really happens out there. What happens is, you know, people aren't carrying enough insurance right now, and daycare facilities need to be following regulations. And those are the two messages we're going to preach.
That's Rob Crane at CraneLewis.com, who got the biggest jury award in the history of America. Rob, congratulations on the verdict. I'm sorry it happened that way. Thanks for briefing us on that way, and we'll have a chance to talk again. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, back with you, and glad you're here on the Common Sense Show today. We talked at the beginning of the hour about this whole Brexit situation, what the reasons that the British decided they wanted to leave the European Union, the effect over there. What effect is it going to have here on your money? You're a small investor. You got some money that you're concerned about for your retirement. Is what happened across the pond, so they say, across the ocean in England, going to directly affect you? Talking to Bill Dendy. Bill is a CPA and money manager over in the Dallas, Texas area, and I wanted to get his thoughts on this. Hey, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. Hey, Bill, you there? Hey, Daniel, we don't have Bill. We got him coming on there. All right, we'll just hold on here with me. Give me a second, and we'll get him coming in. We'll get him coming in to get situated here. Apparently, we've got a little technical problem, so stay with us, and we'll get our situation going here right away, getting brought right back in. So hang on here, and we'll come right back with you. Hey, Daniel? Daniel? got a little technical problem there. Excuse us there. But, you know, this time of year, we have problems transmitting. We're over satellites, huge satellites that are located up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And when we're going up through the atmosphere in this time of year where you've got high humidity in some areas, a lot of weather-related problems with wind, with rain, sometimes we have a little satellite connection. Of course, we broadcast all over the world here on the Common Sense Show. So, sometimes doesn't work out exactly like we want, and so we had a little technical problem right there. I was talking there earlier in the show about this whole Brexit, and we've got a guest, Bill Dendy, who's going to come on the show here briefly, or rather very soon, to talk about our effect on you and me. We've got a little investment. We're holding back for our retirement. What effect is this going to have on us? Do we have any real worries? We saw the stock market took about a 500-point drop, if you saw the day after this Brexit vote. And so there's some instability and uncertainty. I've heard people say that gold and the price of gold is going up. People want to kind of get gold and hoard their value, feeling like the value of gold will hold up a lot better, and therefore they should be invested in gold. Others are saying going to bonds. I think it's just a little too early to tell. We'll get Bill's opinion here in a second, but I don't think you rush off and take your money out or do something along those lines. Hopefully you have a financial planner that you can sit down and talk to, or a financial investor to get an idea. But I just think it's way too early, number one. Number two, my gut reaction, and I'm not a financial analyst, but my gut reaction is that this is all going to settle down. The fact that Britain got out, they're a very strong country. We got Bill lined up. Bill, you there?
I am here, ready to go, man.
Okay, fine. Well, fine. We had a little technical problem there with this, Bill, but we got it all straightened out. Bill, I was talking to my listeners about the Brexit effect on them. How does an average investor out there, they got some money saved up for their retirement, for their kids' education, and they're very worried about, they see that the stock market dropped over 500 points here after this vote last week. Give us your thoughts in terms of the stability and what an investor should do right now if they're worried about their money. What effect is this going to have on us?
Well, absolutely. It's hard not to be a little bit worried about your money. When you see the market move up 200 points one day and slam back down 600 points the next day, that volatility, we've had it all year long. And it's just a sign that how quick the market responds to news, positive and negative. And it's difficult to ride through it. And I know that nobody has ever drawn a straight line up when they said this is what the market's going to do for you. They always draw that curvy line. But we've had more ups and downs than normal because things have not been normal. I mean, from the Fed wanting to raise interest rates and realizing they can't raise interest rates, from our political environment we're seeing right now to this exiting. It was kind of a surprise, but I think there's a current that underlies everything that is people are fed up with the status quo and the established government, and that creates volatility. The market can handle almost anything, but they can't handle uncertainty. And so what we create here is a lot of uncertainty with these different events, and it means that we're going to see that volatility in the market. And while the volatility is not comfortable, it's not necessarily terrible either. I mean, for all the headlines we're getting on how much this market has moved, for the year, we're talking less than 0.5% down. And for the week, we're talking only about a 2% swing. And we've seen 2% swings so often anymore, that's not that big of a swing. But it does spell out the fact that you've got to be able to sit tight, not get sold out of the market in the dip and buy on exuberance when it's way up. It means that if you're the type of investor that's going to need to take money from your investments anytime in the near term, we should already be probably raising that cash, because the big dip that they talked about, that we, since 2008, have not had a 20 to 30% pullback in the market, we still haven't seen that. And we are probably due for a correction someday along the way. Don't know when, but it's a sign that we need to be prepared, and the way people respond to it differs if they're 20 years old versus if they're 65 years old.
I understand the question of how far you could wait. Well, you know, my reaction is that look, England is a very solid economy, a country that is fairly affluent. We didn't see any 2008. We didn't see any bankruptcies. We didn't see any companies go under. They got a central bank. They got the largest insurance concentration of companies in the world. I mean, so the fact that they decided to make a move to go more on their own, it's not like we see a lot of huge economic value dropping. And so I think you summed it up very well about market uncertainty. But you know, my guesstimate would be that a couple of months from now, things should have kind of bottomed out. We should be back on a good path. I guess they're, you know, is that basically what you're saying or not?
Well, I'm saying that we just don't know. But I agree with you that if any country in the EU was going to pull out, the UK was best positioned to do so. But you're probably going to hear about now the breakup of the UK because Scotland wants to stay and Ireland wants to stay. So that creates instability, and the UK is so strong that the rest of the EU may not want to live without them. So even though they're talking now about we got to punish them, let's get rid of them in a hurry, you know, the German chancellor came out today and says, well, you know, let's take our time with this. Let's don't be too hasty because they need each other. And so even though the Bank of London and the International Monetary Fund and major economists did a lot of studies showing that the UK will be worse off financially, they just made a decision to give up some financial good to get some control back of some decision making that they felt was done too far away without regards to what really mattered to them. And I think that that's kind of the interesting point that you just made, and that they're going to be okay. They're not going to be as well off maybe financially, but who knows? The renegotiation of the deal, it may actually come out to favor the UK because if we have other countries start to exit, and we have the Grexit and the Sexit and all the other things they're talking about now in the media, well then suddenly the UK looks more stable than the rest of the EU. So the world will flood back to the UK looking for that stability. And ironically, that might actually benefit their markets. And for us Americans right now, oh my gosh, the benefit of a very strong dollar and dollar-to-pound ratio and the ability to invest in great European companies that are paying dividends now of over 4%, we are in a great position.
Hey, Bill, I got to take a quick break. Can you hang on? I got a few more questions for you. Can you hang on a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're talking to Bill Dendy, CPA and money manager out of Dallas. His website is elitefm.net. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we'll come back and talk some more money about your money right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, after the British decided to get out of the European Union, the stock market dropped in America. I guess the question is, why is something that far away around the world directly affecting us? What's going on to where our investments, our savings for your kids' college education, for your own retirement, why are they in jeopardy? Bill Dedde's joining me. He's a CPA and money manager over in Dallas, Texas. Website is elitefm.net. Bill, give me an answer to that question. Why is something that's happening halfway around the world directly affecting our stocks and our investments here in the U.S.?
It directly affects us because we're all so connected anymore. Yet what's kind of interesting is we were impacted least of all the major markets. In fact, it kind of shows our strength relative to everybody else. U.S. companies do about 70% of their business in the United States. Now, 30% is a big number, but that's a lot smaller than European companies, and they have to rely upon the European Union, these trade agreements, in order to keep their products in the different marketplaces at a competitive rate without the tariffs. Now, what's interesting as well is that many U.S. companies used the United Kingdom as kind of a gateway to the EU because we speak English and it's easy to work with them, and they were part of the EU. So we've invested a whole lot with partnerships in UK as a way to get to the markets in the EU. And if now the UK pulls out of the EU, then all these investment dollars might be gone to waste, or the least case, we have to renegotiate. And that's where the uncertainty comes in, because we don't know how the renegotiations are going to work out. And it may be that it's not that big of a deal when it's all said and done, but the market doesn't like not knowing. And that's been the key theme, I guess, for this whole year, is that there have been a lot of things that have been a bit unusual, and the market can almost handle whatever the news is, but not knowing what it's going to be is the hardest thing for them. And when we didn't know where interest rates were going to go, that's disruptive. When we don't know the political situation as well, because we have so many surprises, and I guess we continue to have surprises in our political races now, that is disruptive. And when we have the UK pull out of the EU. We've never had anyone do that before. Just think of all those flags they're going to have to remake. I mean, there's going to be a cost. Any way you split it up here, it's going to be somewhat disruptive. But it may not be as bad as the doomsdayers are saying. It may
end up being
a rather smooth transition.
Well, so what is the average? I got average listeners out there. They're in Paducah, Kentucky. They're up in Fairbanks, Alaska. They're over in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They're saying, well, so what do I do? I've got some money invested in an IRA. I've got some. I got a money manager. I've got some mutual funds. Do I sit tight? I don't want to put anything at risk and in jeopardy. So what do you advise them to do?
It really depends on their situation, and it really can be useful if they have a financial advisor or a certified financial planner to talk to that individual about, are they exposed to risk they may not be aware of. But the key here is, again, there are so many reasons to see positive outcomes from this whole event. The key is to make sure that we have allocated our assets in such a way that we have control of when we're selling, not outside events, and that we aren't forced to sell when the markets are down, or we don't make our sales and our buys based upon emotional decisions, because generally that makes us buy when things are high and sell when things are low, and we know that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing. And again, the volatility is probably, I know it's worse than what we've seen historically, and it's probably going to continue for a while. And if we have a rebound, it's a good time to then readjust the portfolio. But even if we don't, look at where we are compared to where we were in 2008. The market's dipped down, but it's not that much of a change since January of this year. We are still near the all-time highs of the market, and it would make sense if you have been taking the ride up and you can't stand the roller coaster ride. It's a great time still to exit because we're nearer the top than the bottom. But the key is to know your strategy and know what you're doing, because things do change. As you move from a 20-year-old, should be celebrating this down market. If they're investing a little bit every single month in their 401k, and what they're going to be investing in the future is less than what they have in today, a down market is truly a blessing. Now, about the time we get to 50s to 60s, it's not so much fun to have a dip in the market because most of our money's already in there. And that's when we start changing our viewpoint a bit, starting to look at investments that may act counter to the stock market and bond market. And there's a whole world of investments out there that are beyond stocks and bonds. So that may be a consideration as well.
No doubt about it. You got to get a little advice, but don't panic. Bill, by the way, all this Brexit and all the various exodus going on, how about Texas? I know there's a big movement over in Texas right now. I think I saw a poll where about half the voters over there wouldn't mind leaving the U.S. You think we're going to have an exit coming out of Dallas, Texas, you think, or not?
No, sir, but it's just fun to talk about. The economy would be big enough, it'd be the third largest military. We could then do some things that the United States wouldn't do, but they're never going to do it. It's just fun talking. You know how Texans are.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Hey, Bill, thanks for giving us some advice. Glad to be on the show. Bill Dendy, his website is elitefm.net to get some more information about him and his company. Have a good weekend, Bill. Hope you can talk to us again in the future.
God bless you, Jim. It's been a real pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye. Good guy to kind of give it in perspective. So basically what I'm learning is I wouldn't rush into anything. I'm a little more concerned if you're an older guy like me, but basically use a little caution. I just think that, as I said before, with England being such a strong economy, nobody took bankruptcy and the market hasn't made a huge, huge drop, and so things aren't all that bad, quite frankly. I just would write it out. It'd be my advice, but I'm not a financial planner. Everybody's going to make their own decision. Now, as far as American politics a little bit, I think there's some uncertainty in the Clinton camp about this whole revolt, because a lot of the same things that we heard in terms of what's happening over in England is happening right here. There is a significant portion of the population who have concerns about immigration, too many immigrants coming in, taking jobs, some of the crime associated with immigrants coming to this country, illegal immigrants we're talking about, and the fact that, there are just some basic hardline people, not hardline, basic Americans who say that you got to follow the law. And when you sneak in, you know, that Supreme Court ruling last week said, well, the president wanted to protect families whose kids were born here in the U.S., but they snuck in the country. I read something in the Wall Street Journal. Some man said, I moved to the U.S. in 1972 or 82, whatever. Well, no, you didn't move in. You illegally snuck across the border is how you got in. You just didn't make a decision to move like I might say I'm going to move from, you know, from one location to the other in the U.S. I'm going to move from Poplar Bluff, Missouri to Mockville, to North Carolina. You didn't make that decision. You came in illegally. So there are a number of people that say the law is the law. And you violated the law, number one. There's concerns about crime. There's concerns about the loss of jobs. And there are a lot of Americans feel that Main Street got left out. Wall Street got the huge bailout in 2008, and they get special favors, and the rest of us don't. There's a concern about working class wages. Average person in plants all over America have lost their jobs or their wages are stagnant. Kind of the same tone that you found in England, and I think the Democrats would be concerned about that, saying, hey, is that a reflection of the same thing going on in the United States? Is that going to basically help Donald Trump? That's what we're talking about. Because Trump has got basically the same message. Been a little awkward with it here recently. I think he blew the opportunity, you know, the day the UK vote. By the way, I don't like that UK. It's Great Britain or England, and it's not the EU, it's the European Union. We got to make that clear to a lot of average listeners who don't really follow it all that close. But in any event, Trump goes to Scotland and talks about his golf course for about 30 minutes. I thought it was a terrible mistake. He should have said, look, the Brits have made a strong decision. They're frustrated just like the American people are frustrated. I would have written a completely different speech for Donald Trump than he was given when he's with his family walking around his golf courses over in England. But that's Donald Trump. You know, he's gotten a lot further than I ever thought he would. And so you can't, you can't disagree with the success that he has had. But I just make that point about the fact that his message is basically the British message, and 52% of Great Britain said, we're out. We're out of here. So if that rings true, then that's a good shot in the arm for Trump in terms of his campaign coming up. So it's going to take some time to let it all phase out. We are affected to some degree. But you know what? We're in this world, folks. You got to pay attention. You got to listen to the Common Sense Show. You got to read your newspaper. You got to pay attention to what's happening. It directly affects you if you're small town America on a pension. You're still affected by what happens in world events. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Let's get top of the hour news. We'll come right back and make a lot more common sense. Glad to have you with us today.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yadi!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.